This is IMO with Tom Jackson. It's the news, but not as you know it.
It is indeed. Welcome to IMO, the show that stands for In My Opinion. It's where I take news from all across the interweb net, put it on a piece of paper and share it with you. It really is as simple as that, and I love doing it. Some really crazy stuff coming up on today's show. Our top story today, it's all about the Russian spy whale, as it's being called. It's been in national news. I'm assuming you may have seen it, but we'll be going into details on to why they're calling it a Russian spy whale. It kind of has been approaching some Norwegian fishermen, and there's been it's a crazy story, but we'll get into that in just a moment. And we'll be talking about maybe the ethical side of it. My pointless poll for this week, it's where I poll the audience on a pointless topic if you weren't familiar. This week, it's all on hot drinks. Because, you know, there are always, there's the big two, tea and coffee. And I want to see who triumphs on the island. Are we tea drinkers or coffee drinkers? We'll be asking that question later in the show. I've also got a tune of the week on the way. It's from Bastille, from their upcoming album. That'll be playing in the musical interlude in the middle bit of the show. But without further ado, let's get into this crazy story about the beluga whale that is apparently the new James Bond, maybe. Maybe not. Who knows? So, welcome to part one of IMO. So, this week's top story, it's all about a Russian spy whale. Now, that sounds ridiculous, and that's kind of because it is. But these Norwegian fishermen, they've claimed to find a Russian spy whale. They've claimed to have found this thing. The cute-looking beluga whale kept approaching Norwegian fishing boats, and I've seen videos online of this. It shows like a harness that was fitted to it. It's a bit like... it's not quite like what you'd put on a horse, but it is a little bit like what you'd put on toddlers to stop them running away. And this kind of harness was attached to the whale, obviously, but something that could be attached to it was a GoPro action camera. And that's quite just a bizarre thing in general. Just like, I know, what are we getting? Like Secret Life of Beluga Whales? I don't know. But this whole thing had labels on it, the harness, that is, and it was labels identifying it as from St. Petersburg, the capital of Russia. I think it's the capital. Yeah, the capital of Russia. No, that's Moscow. Oh, I'm an idiot. A big city in Russia. Anyway, this detail, the labelling of where this harness has come from, has caused some to suggest that the whale was being trained in a nearby Russian naval base to spy on people. Now, that's quite a leap, if I do say so myself, but it is nonetheless interesting. An expert from Norway went on to say that a Russian colleague of his said that they don't do such experiments, but did say that they knew that the Russian Navy has caught and trained belugas in the past. And so the interesting thing about this is that I was going to talk about it the more side, because I was looking at these videos of the whale and the kind of the descriptions of how the harness was attached. And it felt a bit mean from my perspective, some fool. But I thought it was quite a good thing to do, because like Russia, the only one to have used sea mammals in kind of like almost military kind of ways. The United States also used dolphins. I've done, as you can tell, I've done a little bit of research here. The US trained both dolphins and sea lions to act as kind of like mine clearance, I think it was, and sweepers or something in the Cold War. And they were actually used in the Gulf during the Iraq War in 2003. So it's like, it's not an exclusive thing to just Russia, say, with this potential use of animals to kind of spy or do other kind of like defense functions, I guess. But the thing that kind of struck me is that why? Why would you use a dolphin or a beluga whale or a sea lion or anything? Why would you use that for defense? I guess it's low key because it's an animal, and of course you'd expect an animal to be in the sea, whereas you wouldn't expect a submarine to be in the, well, you know what I mean. You wouldn't normally expect to find a submarine in the sea. So the headline, I mean, for the story, it does sound a bit like something out of a Bond film. Russian spy whale here to destroy the universe. But honestly, I feel like the use of animals as spies and stuff like this, there should be like a ban on it, because it just feels wrong to me. I mean, I don't know how you train a whale, but I doubt it's a particularly enjoyable process. I imagine it, at the very least, it must be very boring. And I mean, these animals, they probably have a much better time just out in the wild. I mean, the Norwegian fisherman that found this beluga whale with the harness on it, the camera harness on it, they took it off and then released it into the wild, which was nice. But how do you even get into that situation? But anyway, the question I'm asking about this story, I know it's been a bit of a ramble, but I want to know your thoughts about the use of animals and kind of fishes in these kind of weird defense roles. Because to me, it sounds a bit, I don't know, it kind of leaves me on edge, and I'm not exactly sure how to feel about it, because I feel like it crosses some kind of line, but I'm not exactly sure which line it crosses and how far it crosses it. I want to know what you guys think. You can let me know in a number of ways. Primarily, of course, it is through social media. You can let me know via Twitter and Facebook. You can leave a comment on the Facebook post on today's top story. That's currently pinned to the top of the page. And I'll be posting a tweet, and that will also be pinned for the duration of the show, on the Vectis Radio Twitter account. You can go find that online and let me know your thoughts just below those posts. You can also send me a text if you want to get involved on that one. The number for that is 60777. That's 60777. But before you send that text, start it with BR6TT. Otherwise, it just gets sent into a black hole or like a deep sea trench and we'll never see it again. If you're doing it old school today, you can send me an email to let me know your thoughts on this story all about the Russian spy whale and whether really we should be using whales or any other animal for that matter for spying. The address for that is studio@vectisradio.fm. Now, while we ponder that strange scenario that's kind of been unfolding in the North Sea, let's listen to a bit of Lauren Daigle. This is Your Say, a future hit here on Vectis Radio.
This is IMO with Tom Jackson. It's the news, but not as you know it.
Welcome back. This is IMO, which of course stands for In My Opinion. This is the moment of time where we announce the results of the previous week's pointless poll. I don't have a fanfare sound effect. I should probably get one of those. So, before we get into this week's question all about your hot drink of choice, let's have a look at the results of last week's poll. So, last week I was talking about possibly the biggest film ever, Avengers Endgame. It released around last week, and I had been seeing like non-stop posts begging for people to not to spoil the film. And because personally, I'm not massively invested in the whole cinematic universe, all the different, like, there's 20 films in this series. How am I going to catch up? But I'm not as invested as others, so I saw it as like a bit of an overreaction. But I wanted to know if you're the person who's hiding from the spoilers or the person dishing them out. Now, if we head over to Twitter, we can see that 80% of the vote are going to hide the spoilers, please hide the spoilers, and 20% going to have you heard blank dies. So we've heard so on Twitter, people are safe from spoiler people. People are safe from those dishing out the dirt, making all the cliffhangers known beforehand. So if we look over to Facebook quickly and have a look at the results there. Okay, so 74% of the vote for the Facebook poll going to hide the spoilers, and 26 going for, do you know, blank dies. So It's good overall. I think on the island, online, we are safe from endgame spoilers. Everybody is relatively safe. But if you catch one of those people, I don't know what to say. If you catch one of those people spoiling Avengers Endgame, the world will explode, probably. Probably. But that is the result of last week's pointless poll. But tell me now, what is this week's ponderous question? Ooh, I'm pulling out the fancy words today. So, today's pointless poll, it's all about your hot drink of choice. So, to me, there seems to be two kinds of people when it comes to hot drinks. There are tea people and there are coffee people. Personally, I don't really like either. Oops. I mean, I will occasionally have a hot chocolate. I love a hot chocolate. But apart from that, I'm not fussed, really. I'm the kind of guy who will be sitting in the corner with his can of Fanta, thinking other soft drinks are available. but other people, I know, have a coffee every morning. Otherwise, they don't quite function properly throughout the day. But then again, tea is such a British thing. But I see more coffee shops on the high streets than I do tea rooms. It's a really interesting thing. I don't know who has the majority anymore. Of course, like, roll back a few years, it would have been tea all the way. But now the coffee revolution is here with your proper macapacaginos. The question of what kind of hot drink person you are, tea people or coffee people, the poll will be going up on Twitter and Facebook, and it will be staying there for the entire week, I say, the entire week. And I will be announcing the results, as always, in next week's show, so that's something to look forward to. So, yeah, this is quite a bemusing one, because I'm not invested either way. I want to know what the island thinks. Are you tea people or are you coffee people? Let us know the way you stand on this most important of topics. So yes, the poll, it will be going up in just a moment on Facebook and Twitter. It will be staying there for the entire week. Tea or coffee? A very interesting one indeed.
This is IMO with Tom Jackson. It's the news, but not as you know it.
Welcome back to part two of IMO, the show that, of course, stands for In My Opinion. It's where I talk about news and stuffs. Now, the top story we were talking about earlier in the show, all about the Russian spy whale. I was talking about it from a kind of moral, ethical angle, thinking about should really the use of animals as secret agents or other kind of defense purposes be allowed? And that was the question I asked to you. Should the use of animals as secret agents, essentially, be allowed? Should that be a thing that's kind of accepted in society? Because I feel like it crosses a line. Personally, I feel like it crosses a line. But we've had someone get in touch on Twitter. Benjamin Smith on Twitter has kind of said that obviously there are some, like, in problems with animal treatment, and in comparison with some of the other horrific things that we see in the news, the kind of attachment of a harness to attach a GoPro onto a whale is relatively harmless, which is true. But the question that Ben's asked here is what's next, essentially, if this is true that there are whales being trained out there to be spies. Should there be bears or birds, or what is the limit? What's the next thing? And it's kind of an interesting thing to ponder, because I mean, it could very much go anywhere, because you can train quite a few different animals to do various different things, and you'd be able to do a lot of interesting, but also kind of slightly worrying stuff. With that kind of trained, specialized kind of groups of animals. And that That's an interesting thought to kind of continue the kind of discussion around that. If you're interested or letting me or want to know what you think, you can of course jump in on this. You can let me know what you're thinking on Facebook and Twitter. The posts to do with this are pinned on the Twitter and Facebook page for the duration of the show, for the remainder of the show. And I'll be having a quick look when I can to see if we've got any more interesting responses. Texts as well, I'm taking those. 60777, start it with BR6TT if you want to get in on that. You can also send an email, studio@vectisradio.fm. Now, it's 8 minutes to seven, and I think there's just enough time for a little bonus story for you today. So, an Australian MP, this one's all about an Australian MP who was caught online praising himself on a Facebook post, something that I find quite funny. Angus Taylor, a Liberal MP in Australia, posted a video to Facebook announcing extra parking spaces in a local railway station. So that's generally, that sounds pretty good. The news was praised by many in the comments section, including Taylor himself, funnily enough. With a comment posted from his official account as MP in Australia saying, "Fantastic. Great move. Well done, Angus." The comment was quickly deleted, but it was up for long enough for others on the website to start mocking the Australian MP. Many of them simply just posting identical comments. "Fantastic. Great move. Well done, Angus." And he isn't actually the only politician to have made such a faux pas online. Former Labour politician Ed Balls, when looking for an article about himself online, accidentally tweeted out his name in 2011. Just Ed Balls. Just that's the entire thing. And the gaffe has become a running joke online. And every 28th of April, every year since... Yes, so every year since, on the 28th of April, people have celebrated Ed Balls Day. Wow, Ed Balls Day. Hilarious. And there was also, of course, Donald Trump's infamous Covfefe tweet in 2017. So the question or kind of thought to end this story is, I was wondering if any of you wonderful people listening today have made any faux pas that you've not been able to live down. I'd love to hear your anecdotes. You can let me know in all the usual ways, as I just mentioned, Facebook, Twitter, text and email. So let's have a quick check to see if we've got any more interesting responses on today's top story. So that I think is pretty much all from me today. I will be back next week. However, the weeks after that, for the next 3 weeks after next week, I'll be taking a little bit of a break because A-levels be coming. They be coming very, very fast. And they are very scary. But I'll be back after a 3 week break. I'll be here next week, but then I'm taking a little break of 3 weeks, and I'll be back after that with more nonsense, of course. So yes, that's all from me today on the IMO show. I'll be next week though with another instalment of nonsense news and music as well. But that is not all today on Vectis Radio. Ernie is waiting in the wings, ready to come in for all that jazz. It's his first show, the first instalment of the jazz show here on Vectis Radio. That is taking you from 7 all the way until 9 o'clock, and it's well worth a listen. I'm quite partial to a bit of jazz, so I'll certainly be listening to that on the way home. And if you're staying up a bit later, we've got the Home Front repeat coming at you from 9 o'clock, taking you till 10. And if you're staying up really, really late, well, we've got all the classics from the 80s and 90s taking you through the night. And back to college, unfortunately for me, tomorrow morning. And I'll be listening to Hello Vectis from 7 and, of course, Dom. He's back with The Breakfast Show from 8. That is all from me this week. I'll be back next week with another instalment of IMO. And to take us up to the news for 7 o'clock, here is Avicii featuring Allo Black, my tune of the week from last week. This is SOS. Like what you heard? Want to get more? Tune in to the IMO show every Monday from 6 to 7 p.m. See you there.